Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about ingredients, one of my favorites. It's glycolic acid. I am a big fan of using acids for the face, and that sounds brutal, but it's not. It's so important. As you get older, adult skin doesn't turn over as quickly. We get this adult dullness and build up layers of dull, dry, damaged, dead skin sitting on the surface that just doesn't exfoliate and move. We want turnover, and we want to use acids for that purpose. So Retin-A, one of our most well-utilized acids, is retinoic acid, and that is one of our best exfoliants. But today I'm going to talk to you about glycolic acid. So I think it's actually one of the products I would take for my desert island trip. I always talk about what would I take if I had to limit myself to what I could possibly fit in my suitcase for my desert island trip. And number one on my list is going to be sunscreen for sun protection. Number two is probably going to be Retin-A because you need that to prevent fine lines and wrinkles. Number three, and in order of importance, vitamin C, antioxidant protection. And probably number four, I'd put a really versatile acid like glycolic acid. So what is it? Glycolic acid is an alpha hydroxy acid. That's its chemical composition. It works to break the bonds between the outer layers of your skin cells and helps take away the kind of dull, damaged, dry skin look. It creates a mild peeling effect and makes the skin appear smoother, more even, and it gives excellent exfoliation, but without mechanical, rough, irritated techniques. One of the benefits of glycolic acid is that it actually speeds up your cell turnover, and I recommend it highly for my acneic patients, for patients who are prone to comedones, blackheads, plugged up pores. You're going to really enjoy using glycolic acids. I like it every day, twice a day as a facial wash. I have an excellent glycolic wash in my skincare line, and I recommend a glycolic wash. It helps remove makeup, and it reduces the oils that are produced on the skin surface. It produces a lot less debris that sits on the surface of skin to clog your pores. So you'll usually have fewer breakouts if you're using a good glycolic acid wash. Comedones are dead keratin and debris that collects on the surface of skin and plugs up your pores, causing those white hardened lumps under the surface. And if you want to get rid of comedones, it's hard to extract them. You can't really pop them out, but you can prevent them and reduce them by using glycolic as an acid wash and also as a glycolic peel pad. Glycolic acids are wonderful because they don't dry your skin. They do reduce fine lines and wrinkles and minimize the appearance of pores, as well as fighting acne and evening your skin tone. You can find it in many different products, whether it's a body lotion to reduce bumps on the back of your arms like keratosis pilaris, whether it's a peel pad, which is like a home skincare peel that you can do without coming into the esthetician. You can do 5, 10, 20%. We have 20% glow peel pads in my skincare line, and I love that twice a week to really go to bed wearing that and wake up with fresh, improved, brighter skin. Really, everyone at work can tell I used a peel pad the day after. I think that some people can find glycolics irritating. So for dry and sensitive skin types, gotta be careful. Maybe start with a low intensity peel or low percentage of glycolic acid, such as a 5 or 10%, and then work your way up to a 20%. You can also do short contact, meaning you wash your face with it and you either add extra dilution to your face wash, splashing extra water in your hands, or you're going to just leave it on for a brief period of time and wash and remove it. And then contrarily, if you're someone who has thicker, more resilient skin like me, and I've been on glycolic for a long time, I will leave that glycolic wash on my skin a little longer and kind of massage it in and leave it on like a mini mask while I'm brushing my teeth. So that's also a nice technique for thicker, more resilient skin types. Remember that swelling, itching, and burning sensations can occur if it's not the right product for you, or you're out in the sun too much, or you'd use abrasive techniques on your skin like Clarisonic or things that are really mildly harsh to the skin. It can irritate. If you have darker skin tones that are prone to inflammatory irritation, be careful with glycolics because you can sometimes get post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation or dark spots. Any little thing can sometimes set off pigmentation, so you want to see and test that and make sure that you've checked on a couple of hidden areas that it's not going to irritate you. If you have eczema and psoriasis, it may not be the best product for you. But overall, it is a hero product. If you don't have glycolic acid in your skincare regimen, you need to. And definitely use it at least gradually, starting with once a week. Work up to every other day to avoid irritation. Definitely use it at night, and less so in the daytime when sun can cause excessive irritation. And I think it is safe to use with the retinol. So once you've been on it for a little while, you can use Retin-A with glycolic. If you're sensitive, you can do every other night. And sometimes I'll do that. Drier skin times, we'll use Retin-A one night and glycolic acid or glycolic peel pads the next night. Glycolic lotions are lovely too. So there you have it, one of my favorite products, glycolic acid. Don't forget to check it out and incorporate it into your skincare regimen. The more ways that you can exfoliate and turn over dead, dull, damaged skin, the more glowy you're going to get. So go for glycolic for the glow. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. Doing amazing things with people's faces, and my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com, and that's where you can find my glycolic wash. It is the best. I can't use anything except for my 20% glycolic wash and those amazing glow peel pads. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast, and we would love it if you'd send a screenshot to info@beautybydrk.com for a complimentary deluxe size sample of our skincare. And that's it for now, guys. Stay glowy and beautiful.